This morning to turn to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1. 1 Timothy, chapter 1. We'd like to read verse 15. 1 Timothy, chapter 1. We'll read verse 15. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. The subject, the theme, the message of this verse is that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And that message is very clearly and emphatically stated here in this verse, and it is declared again and again, over and over, throughout the Word of God, in a great variety of ways. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That is pictured all through the Bible. That is illustrated all through the Word of God. There are accounts of this fact all through the Word of God. In the Old Testament, it is prophetically announced and pictured and typified that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. In the New Testament, it is presented, it is declared as something that has taken place. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. The storyline of the Word of God is this: Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. The declaration of that is simply this: Jesus saves. And that thread can be seen from Genesis to Revelation. Jesus saves. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That is a message that has been declared in a variety of languages throughout time. There's a message that has been declared in a great variety of ways throughout the ages to all the ends of the earth, to all races of people. Our subject this morning is the theme of this verse, and that is that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. I want to first of all look at the significance of this statement, and then secondly we'll look at the details of the statement. But first of all, consider the significance of this statement. This is seen because, by way of introduction to the declaration that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, Paul says this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This is a faithful saying. This saying, this expression, this message referring to Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners is presently, right now, faithful. It is a faithful saying. That simply means that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners is always, all the time, continually, around the clock, night and day, incessantly, and forever true and accurate. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This is absolutely, positively certain. It is trustworthy. It is dependable. It is reliable. It is real. It can be confidently declared in all places. It can be confidently declared to all people. It can be confidently declared in all circumstances, in all times, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We also see this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Notice it does not say that it is worthy of attention, though that is true. It is certainly worthy of all attention. Everybody needs to pay attention. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. But it's more than that. It's more than just giving attention. It is worthy of all acceptation. It is worthy. That is, it is suitable. It is appropriate. It is fitting to be accepted, to be received, to be believed by all people. This is a vital piece of information. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And all must believe that. All should believe that. This is an urgent and pressing piece of information. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. It is a matter of life and death. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. I can go anywhere, at any time, in any place, and you can too, and declare Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That message is always worthy of all acceptation. He says, this is a faithful saying. That word, this, refers to something specific, referring to the statement, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Then notice that next word, that. That introduces something specific. That introduces something particular. Something definite. And this specific, this particular, this definite thing is this. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So this is a significant message. This is a significant saying. This is a significant statement. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. It is a message that affects every human being because the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So let's look at the details of this statement. The first two words of the statement is Christ Jesus. That is the subject of the statement. And everything in the statement is dependent upon Christ Jesus. Everything in the statement goes back to Christ Jesus. The word Christ, Messiah, the anointed one, simply means that God sent him. What that means is, since God sent him, he is prepared, he is qualified, and he is equipped to work the work that God sent him to do. Which was what? To save sinners. Christ Jesus is qualified to be the Savior of sinners. Christ Jesus is equipped to be the Savior of sinners. The next word there is Jesus, meaning Savior. So he is the God anointed, the God sent Savior. Now, a Savior is one who rescues. A Savior is one who reconciles. A Savior is a deliverer. A Savior is a peacemaker. A Savior is a redeemer. The angel said to Joseph, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." In Christ Jesus is the power to save sinners. In Christ Jesus is the ability to save sinners. In Christ Jesus is the means of salvation. So the first thing we see here is Christ Jesus. Then notice next. Christ Jesus came. Christ Jesus came. Now those words, of course, imply pre-existence. He necessarily was before he came. Christ Jesus came. It is declared in John 1, verses 1 and 2, that Christ Jesus existed with God the Father for the foundations of the world. He not only existed with God the Father, he was God. He was God. How he came is declared in John 1 in verse 14, when it says, "And the Word was made flesh." This is how he came. God became human flesh. God was clothed. God is spirit. Was clothed in a body of human flesh. Christ Jesus came. When he came, an angel said unto the shepherds who were abiding in the field, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." A Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Following that announcement of a single angel, we next read that a host of angels filled the sky, and they were exalting, they were magnifying, and they were celebrating. And they were saying, "Glory to God in the highest." Why? Because Christ Jesus has come. He has come. And he has come to save. Angels who never sinned. Angels who needed no Savior. Sang and praised God for this fact. That Christ Jesus came. Moving on here in verse 15. Christ Jesus came into the world. He came into a world that was not prepared to greet him or to hail him as Lord. He came into a world that was not prepared to receive or to welcome him. He came into a world that knew not God. He came into a world at enmity with God. He came into a world that desired not the ways of God. He came into a world that was filled with hatred, that was filled with malice, that was filled with rebellion against God. He came into a fallen world. He came into a guilty world, a perishing world that was going down to ruin. Christ Jesus came into the world. Such a thought filled the angels with praise and thanksgiving. Such a thought ought to fill all of mankind with thanksgiving and praise. That Christ Jesus came into the world, a world filled with confusion, a world filled with conflict, a world filled with struggle, a world filled with disappointment and fear and sorrow. Christ Jesus came into the world, a world of failure, a world of lust, a world of selfishness, a world of pride and covetousness and disobedience. He came into a sinful world. Christ Jesus, God Himself in a body of human flesh, came into the world. And how did He come? He came as Christ Jesus, as the sent one of God. He came as the one prepared and equipped to do what God sent Him to do. Christ Jesus came into the world. And when He came into the world, He possessed everything that this world so desperately needs. We read in Colossians 1 and verse 19, it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. Colossians 2 and verse 9, for in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Christ Jesus came into the world, and He came with everything that the world needed. Notice next, Christ Jesus came into the world to save. That little word "to," that is expressed, it's used to express purpose. It is used to express intention. Christ Jesus came into the world with the purpose and with the intention, sent by God, prepared by God, qualified by God to save. Christ Jesus came into the world to save. Now that word "save," that immediately implies bondage. That immediately implies slavery and imprisonment, misery, suffering, anguish, despair, and gloom. Christ Jesus came to save. That He came to save implies a crisis. Somebody needed the rescue. That's a crisis. If somebody needs to be rescued, that's an emergency. Christ Jesus came into the world to save. That means there's a crisis. That means that there's an emergency. That means there's something dreadful, something frightful, something alarming, something desperate, something pressing. That being said, this is glorious news. Christ Jesus came into the world
to save.
Yes, there's a crisis. Yes, there's an emergency. But there is a God-sent, God-qualified, God-prepared rescuer. Savior. Christ Jesus came into the world to set free, to release, to rescue, to spare. He came into the world to save. That implies inability and helplessness on the part of those who need rescue. You don't need rescue if you've got the ability to rescue yourself. So it implies inability. It implies inability on the behalf of those he came to rescue. It implies that they are helpless to help themselves. People will say you help yourself and then God will help you. You won't find that in the Word of God. That's unscriptural. Christ Jesus came to save those who cannot save themselves. This is glorious news. No wonder the angels sing praise to God on that evening. Christ Jesus came to save sinners. Remember in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus stood up in the synagogue and he read from the book of Isaiah, referring to himself. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent me to preach deliverance of the captives and captives and recovering sight of the blind, to set at liberty." To set at liberty them that are bruised. Christ Jesus came into the world to save. And then notice what comes next. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Sinners. That word sinners declares the nature, the character, the lifestyle, and the practice of those that Christ Jesus came to save. He came to save sinners. You can go to anybody. You and I do not know who the elect of God are. We do know this. All have sinned. And we know this also, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. I can tell any sinner that fact. Christ Jesus came into the world to save people just like yourself. He came to save sinners. Why did Jesus Christ come to save sinners? Was there something in the character of the sinner to provoke Christ Jesus to come to the world to save them? No. Was there something in the sinner that would motivate Christ Jesus to come into the world to save them? Was there some sort of merit in the sinner's character to motivate Christ Jesus to come? Was there something in the character of the sinner to obligate Christ Jesus to come? No. You see, sinners, they sin. Sinners, that's what they do. Sinners sin. Sinners disobey God. Sinners transgress the law of God. Sinners sin. And Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Sinners sin. And sin is the most loathsome, the most vile, the most filthy, the most wicked, the most shameful thing in the universe. There isn't anything more shameful than sin. And that's what sinners do. That's what you and I do. Again, that he came to save, we've already said, implies that there is a crisis. That there is an emergency. And there is no greater crisis today. There is no greater emergency. There is no greater danger. There is no greater problem. There is nothing more serious. There is no greater need, and there is nothing more pressing than a sinner in his or her sins. Christ Jesus came to save sinners. He's God sent. This is God's remedy. This is God's solution to man's greatest problem, sin. This is God's remedy and God's solution to man's greatest need, to be set free from the bondage of sin. So Christ Jesus came to save sinners. He came to set free, to release, to loose, to rescue, to spare those who have transgressed the very laws of God. Not just once, but over and over and over and over every single day. These sinners transgress the law of God. He came to rescue those who have rebelled against God. He came to rescue those who are guilty. Who are guilty in every single way before God. Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. To save those who are covered with filthiness. To save those who are covered with the vileness and the abomination and the corruption of sin. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. What is a sinner? A sinner does just what the devil does. That's what the devil does. He sins. And a sinner does as the devil does. And Christ Jesus came to save sinners. He came to rescue those who are enslaved and entrapped and imprisoned in sin. He came to rescue those who are condemned, those who are alienated from God, those who are far off from God, those who are unacceptable to God. Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, perishing sinners. This may offend some, but hell deserving sinners. Not only were we on our way to hell, we deserve hell. Christ Jesus came to save hell deserving sinners. None of us deserve to be saved. Christ Jesus came to save sinners. When you think about the greatness of God, when you think about the holiness of God, you think about the purity of God. When you think about how sin offends God, and he has the power to crush you and cast you into hell. He not only has the power to do that, he has the right to do that. What glorious news! Christ Jesus came into the world to save
sinners. It does not say that Christ Jesus came into the world to help sinners save themselves. It says he came to save sinners. Nor does it say that Christ Jesus came into the world to make them savable. It says that he came to save sinners. To save them from what? Well, what do sinners do? They sin. To save them from sin. To save them from the death that sin brings. Eternal death. To save them from the guilt and from the condemnation that sin brings. To save them from the alienation and the enmity that sin causes. To save them from the darkness of sin. To save them from the bondage of sin, the oppression, the helplessness, the misery, and the danger of sin. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And when he came, he had the power, and he has the power to break the chains of sin. And he comes with all the righteousness that the sinner needs. You see, God is holy, God is pure, God is righteous. And God will not accept your filthy sin. You need a righteousness that God will accept. And our righteousness is as filthy rags before God. It's unacceptable. The righteousness of Jesus Christ is acceptable to God. Amen. And every sinner needs that righteousness. He came with the cleansing and the forgiveness that every sinner needs. He came with the pardon that every sinner needs. He came with the reconciliation and the peace and the acceptance with God that every sinner needs. Notice here in our text, Christ Jesus came to save sinners. It's plural. It's plural. That is, there's hope. Christ Jesus came to save Caucasian sinners. Christ Jesus came to save black sinners. Christ Jesus came to save Oriental sinners. Christ Jesus came to save Hispanic sinners. Christ Jesus came to save Arab sinners. Christ Jesus came to save male sinners and female sinners. Christ Jesus came to save sinners of all kinds and of all ages. Christ Jesus came to save sinners. No wonder a heavenly host filled the sky that evening, singing glory to God in the highest. Christ Jesus came to save sinners. And then notice, lastly, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am. And we'll stop right there. Of whom I am. So this wonderful statement that Christ Jesus came to save sinners, it's verifiable. Paul could verify by personal experience that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am. Notice verse 13. He mentions that he was a blasphemer. He mentions that he was a persecutor. He was injurious. He was ignorant, and he was an unbeliever. That describes his unsaved condition. But that's not where the story ends. And hopefully that's not where it ends for you today. That's not where it ends. He goes on and he says, the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant. And then he makes that statement. And Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am. It's verifiable truth. There are many here right now. You can verify that it's true, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You can stand up and you can attest to the fact that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You can testify it's so. And the reason you can do so is because you have experienced it. I know it's so today, that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. How do you know that? Because he saved me. I can verify. I can testify. You can testify. Many here today can stand and testify to the fact it's true. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We that are saved, we can say, yes, it's true. There was a time when I was in the prison house of sin, and I was held securely in the chains of sin, and I was unable to set myself free, and the judgment of God was hanging over my head. And Christ Jesus came into the prison house and he broke the chains asunder. And I know it's true today that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. I know it's so because he saved me. Can you say that today? Do you know that today? Do you know that for absolutely certain? That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And then notice what it says in verse 17. If you know that you're saved, now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. I'm saved. I'm saved. Glory to God, for he saved my soul. We have something to praise God for today. We have something to sing about. We have something to shout about. I'm saved. It's a wonderful word, saved. I love that word. Christ Jesus came to save sinners. That's relevant today. That's relevant today. If you're here and lost today, that's relevant. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And you are a sinner and you are guilty before God. But the good news is there is a Savior. The good news is there is hope. But the hope is only in Christ Jesus. There is no hope anywhere else. No hope anywhere else. You say, well, I'm going to trust my baptism. And you're going to die and go to hell. I'm trusting my parents' religion. I'm trusting this. I'm trusting that. Your only hope today is Christ Jesus. Well, Brother Dan, that's your opinion. I'll hand you this book. You show me anywhere else where it says different. I'll listen. Show me. Show me where it says different. I can show you over and over and over again that Christ Jesus is your only hope. Today. I'm so glad to be saved. Oh, how we ought to rejoice. What wonderful news that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us verse song. Let's all stand. Brother Larry will lead us in singing.